This is the start of the second topic about how athletes relate to the coach. The relationship that an athlete has with the coach is more often than not dependent upon the coach. However, despite that external influence, there are some behaviors and actions champions take to produce the best relationship. Before discussing the common characteristics of champions, it should be understood that coaches have the authority and responsibility to conduct practices and control the team. Thus, all athletes in an environment are the coach's responsibility. It is possible that a coach, while attempting to look after many athletes, may neglect personal in-depth interactions, a form of activity that is important to become successful in sport. Champions are often afforded the luxury of being able to select a coach, probably one of the more competent individuals associated with national or professional teams. So the assumption in this discussion is that the athlete has a good coach, although that does not always occur, particularly in circumstances where there is only one coach and an individual either goes with that coach or doesn't participate in the sport at all. The first characteristics of champions is that they aim to understand their sport by asking the coach why things are done in particular ways. It is important for an athlete's knowledge base about a sport to be as extensive as possible. With such a base, athlete decisions will be better informed. Champions are characterized by extending their sport knowledge at every opportunity. The coach is one source for increasing that understanding. How knowledge is gained also affects its influence on behavior and its retention. Questioning makes learning easier. Asking the coach about the reasons and bases for coaching decisions will yield better understanding and learning than if the athlete waits for the coach solely to provide directions. An obvious problem with waiting for coach-initiated information provision is that important knowledge may never be forthcoming because the coach does not know what the athlete wants or possibly needs. This factor implies that athletes should ask the coach to explain the reasons behind coaching decisions if those decisions are of concern or interest to the athlete. It's important that you consistently increase your knowledge of the sport as you attempt to improve your performance. The coach is one source of that knowledge. The second characteristic of the relationship with the coach is that unless an athlete has contrary evidence, they trust that what the coach says is correct. Acceptance of a coach is one of the most difficult features of sport participation. Athletes are exposed to many sources of contrary opinions and information, such as parents, spectators, other athletes, other coaches. They often undermine the authority of and the respect for the coach. On the other hand, there are coaches who do not earn respect. In the long run, champions are coached by individuals with whom they enjoy a mutually respectful relationship. However, the situation often arises where a coach is less than desirable but other coaching alternatives are not available or do not present better choices. In those situations, athletes have to learn to minimize the potential problems in the coach-athlete relationship. This circumstance often arises for champions when they are selected for a team and their own coach is not on the staff. The best way of coping with this situation is to follow these guidelines. The first one is continue to participate using the activities and methods that have proven to be successful for you. The second, when you are forced to obey a coach's directions, do so willingly unless you have contrary evidence, not opinions, that supports doing something else. Third, when a conflict occurs, discuss it immediately or at the first available opportunity with the coach. You may have to do the undesirable activity for a short while before you can discuss it and request an alternative. Fourth, when you have a conflict with doing an activity, only question it if you have an alternative suggestion. There is little to be achieved by saying you do not want to perform a training item when you cannot suggest anything to replace it. The athlete implication here is that as much as possible, follow a coach's directions and programs so that conflict will be reduced. When differences in opinions and activity preferences occur, at the earliest opportunity, discuss the problem with the coach, even if you have to perform the activity for a short period. There's no value whatsoever in deliberately provoking hostility between the coach and yourself. If that is done, then neither you nor the coach will benefit. Since it's a coach's responsibility to run a practice and a squad or the team, it's the athlete's responsibility to participate within reason. The main point here is, if there is a way in which conflict and its negative characteristics can be avoided, it should be sought, because negative training situations reduce the effectiveness of practice activities. This completes part one of topic two.